Thank you, Bert. Yes, okay. So we are holding an Siman Kuf Pei Ches Hilchos Bekadlin and Bay Hei Se'ifim. I don't know how much practical halacha we can get out of Hilchos Bekadlin. Most people don't give things to other people to watch nowadays, but it happens. So Mafkin Mois Hitzel Chaveri. So if somebody gives money to his friend to watch, Atah Bezman Hazeh Shekolos Akenu B'Masa Matan. Nowadays, that all of our business is usually in buying and selling, but kol tzrichin l'mois, and everybody needs money, meaning everybody needs cash. Min astam shen nisratza mafkes shanifka yetziyam kishi yitzdarach. The person who gave over the money to be watched, right? He mastama had it in his head that that person, who the person watching it, can use the money, right? Meaning, we got finished saying in the last Sifim, Simonim, sorry, that you're not allowed to take anything from anybody without permission. But here, meaning when it's expected that they're going to let you use it, so then it's allowed. You can actually spend the money, and that's like my malva, and it's like a loan, and he's going to be responsible, like as if he borrowed it. Unless the mafkid. Was Megala that he doesn't want it. Meaning he doesn't want him to use the money. Let's say he sealed it or he tied a knot around it with a different type of shini, with a different type of knot, which shows that he doesn't want it. And then the nifkad is not allowed to spend the money because it's clear that the one giving it does not want him to spend it. But let's say it's another item, not money. Also, he is not allowed to use it for his own needs. Even though the chafetz is not going to get ruined. That's called borrowing without knowledge of the owner. You borrow without knowledge, you are a gazlan. Mutter. But if you know 100%. That he doesn't care, then it's mutter. And there are those that say that it's also even in that situation, should be called a filo b'dava shein derech b'nei odom lahafkid, also because if it's called an even something that it's not the derech to be mafkid is also mishum davi shaleach yad b'pikadon gamba hagav b'ki agavna, because that's like being shaleach yad and a pikadon in this situation, meaning you're using a pikadon, v'yesh lahachman, you got to be mach. Gimel, chayv lishmeres b'pikadon v'oifen ha'yos ha'toiv. You're mechuyev to watch this item in the best way possible. Kvi aderech lishmer chafotzam ka'elu in the derech to watch these things. Va'afilu imhu ena medakta kol kach. Even if he's not so medaktik, b'shmiras chafetzam shaloi, and with his items, meaning if he's not, even though he's not so makbid on himself, but b'pikadin chayel adakta yoser, and the b'pikadin he has to be more medaktik. Dalit. Ena nifkad rishay lahafkid es pekodon b'yad acherim. The nifkad is not allowed to be mafkid the pekodon b'yad acherim. Afilu ksherim v'nemonim yosim imenu. Even if he's going to give it to people that are more trustworthy. Elo im ken hamafkid gam ken rogel lahafkid dvarim keilu etzlam. Unless the mafkid normally would give it to this other fellow. Meaning you have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben's watching the item and he wants to give it over to Shimon to watch. So he's not allowed to. However, if he knows that this person sometimes does give his things to Shimon to watch, then it's allowed. Shaila is, and the Gemara discusses it. I don't remember where, but giving it to your family, giving it to your wife or to your kids to watch it, is that considered a shmira or not? Hey, when you go to give back to Pekodin, do not give it to one of the family members without the owner's das. Meaning, don't just drop it off and say, hey, when your father gets home, he'll give this to him. Same thing when you go to give back something that you borrowed, or to pay a chayv, meaning you got to give it into the hands of the owner. You can give it to his wife. Because normally a wife does deal with the finances in the house, but Baal mafkid kol asher b'yada, and the Baal is mafkid, meaning he trusts her with everything she's there that she has. Okay, Siman Kuf Pei Tes Hilchos Prika Uteina. This might have some practical application a little bit, but we'll see. Well, by vavsifas, prikotina means you have to help somebody load up and somebody unload. So it's talking about animals, right? If you see the animal is collapsing under the load, so you have to help out. The guy meets his friend in the way, and his behemoth is collapsing under the load. Whether he loaded it up with the proper amount of weight, or the guy put on too much weight. It's a mitzvah to help him out and to help on the animal shenemar. Azoiv tazoiv ima. You have to help him out. Alach sheporak, and after you unload it, lo yaniach chaveri b'tzar v'yelach. Don't just leave him and go. Ela yazali lach sevelitanilav. Help him reload it. Shenemar hakem takim. V'meniach. So those are the two mitzvahs. One help him unload it, and one help him load it. V'meniach is chaveri v'loy porak v'loytan. If you leave your friend and you don't help him, but pitul mitzvah sase v'avra mitzvah loy sase. Shenemar leisiras chamor achicha. Etc. You can't see the chamor of your brother. Every time. Okay, let's just finish first and then we'll discuss the practical application. It's pretty obvious. Let's say they unloaded it and they loaded it up and then it fell again. You got to do it again. Even 100 times. Therefore, you have to go with him until parsa shemitzorach, meaning don't just help the guy and then go away. You gotta up until the parsi, you should accompany him. Right? Unless he tells him, go, I don't need you. And you also need to do it for free. But to load it up, that you can say you want to get paid. And the same thing, if you're going to accompany him in case it collapses again, then also you could charge for that. So what about a guy's animal? Say the animal's following after Yisrael, regardless of whether the load belongs to the Yid or to the guy. You only have to unload it because it's Tzar Bali Chaim, and you could charge the guy also for this. But to load it up, you're not mechuyev to help a guy load it up. Rak e ikam mishum eva, unless you're gonna have animosity. If there's gonna be animosity from the guy, if you don't help out, but if there's no guy, but it's Yisrael following after the animal, but the animal belongs to a guy, then chayev gamkin litoin mishum tzar Yisrael. You have to help load it up because it's tzar for Yisrael. Same thing if it's a behemoth of Yisrael and the masav is an akum chayev lifrek v'litoin mishum tzar ha-Yisrael. So you're always going to go lechumra for tzar of Yisrael, and for a guy you're going to go lekula. Ksiv kisira chamar senacha roivitz tachas masoi. If you see the chamar of your enemy, right, collapsing under its load. Sinezeh humi Yisrael means that if this sine, the one you hate, is talking about a yid. Vehechi Yisrael sine li Yisrael. How could it be that a yid hates a yid? You're not allowed to hate a yid in your heart. Ro'o, but it's talking about where he himself saw him. Sha'avar avera, that he saw this guy who's running the animal. Did an avera v'hisrabai, and he warned him v'loy chazar, and he didn't do tshuva. Hare mitzvah l'sanayisai. It's a mitzvah to hate him at sheyasa tshuva v'yasha. So until you get him to do tshuva, and he returns from his rishas. V'afal pi sha'adayin l'yasa tshuva. And even though he still hasn't done tshuva, b'tzar al masai, if he finds him to be b'tzar on his masa, mitzvah lifroik v'litoin imoy, it's a mitzvah to load and unload v'loya nechanukach. And don't leave it out. Leave it out. Leave the animal that way. Kishema yisha b'shvil mamayna v'yolei de sakana, because perhaps he's going to wait there for his money to take, and he's going to have it. Meaning not for his money. Meaning he wants to make sure he's not going to leave the animal, because maybe somebody's going to steal all his things, and then he's going to have a sakana. But Torah kvida on the nafshis Yisrael, and the Torah is makbid on Yidin's neshamas. Bein Rishoyim, Bein Tzadikim, whether they're Rishoyim, whether they're Tzadikim, Me'acha Shehim, Nilvim El Hashem, since they all are lent, literally means to Hashem, Amina, Bikar, Adas, and Etzem, they believe in Judaism. Shenemar, Emar Aleim, Chaya, Nin, Um Hashem, Elikim, Me'mechwitz, Me'mechwitz, Rosh, Kim, B'shuv, Rosh, Me'taka, B'choya. We say this on Yom Kippur. Right, so meaning, but this is as long as the guy's not a mummer. He's talking about a guy, okay, he does have Averus, he's here and there. That's, you got to make sure that guy lives. You got to help him out. Now, the practical application of this is pretty obvious, is when you're driving on a highway and you see somebody breaks down, right? Now, the pashtus is you mechuyev to pull over to help them, but that's if you're not in a sakana, right? Because it could be quite dangerous to pull over to help somebody. But pashtus is if you see a guy's car and he's broken down, l'chayra, if you don't stop, you can over nisa deraisa. Maybe, man, if you, well, I don't know if you're in the law, but you're certainly passing up on a mitzvah to say. I felt bad because I was driving by Route 6 where there's no cell phone service, and I was on 0 miles. Well, I was on like 3 miles left on my car to charge it, and I was waiting to get to the place, and I see a Tesla with a Frum driver pulled over. And it could be he had the same problem as me. The only problem is I couldn't risk slowing down, stopping, keeping the car there, and starting over again, because then I would break down. So I just kept going, but I'm not sure if that was the right thing to do, right? Because to break down in a place where there's no cell phone service and an electric car, I don't know. Till this day, I feel good. I mean, it happened last week. But I feel quite good about it. But the Olam here doesn't have to be my therapist, especially if we have to do another
But they
separate.
added towers over there in that stretch, and then it's better the cell phone service, no?
No, it's a little better, but it's still schwach. Still schwach. By Bear Mountain, yeah. Anyways, all right, we'll stop
but your
there.
Situation was actually like a sakana. But in other situations, how do you know if it's not like a yid or just you're only talking about a yid or anybody?
Yid.
Well, it sounds like a good reason to not have an electric car.
It is not. It's a good reason. Yeah, it's a good reason. It is a good reason.
Jesse just got his riot. That's what he wanted.
There you go. But I think most people, Lamaisa, do stop. I mean, I don't know, most people. You see always Yidden. When a Yid pulls over on the side of the road, you always see Yidden stopping to help. So, Baruch Hashem. Well, question.